Ahoy!
Hey, man.
Ah, jeez. How are you, brother?
I reckon I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Is there any reason why you're calling? How was your New Year's? Stay out of trouble?
Well, I've had a very productive New Year. I turned over a new leaf.
Oh, you did?
I'm working really hard. I had a side job on January 2nd.
You had a side job on January 2nd?
Yeah, not looky here.
What the looky here? You work at the strip club, and then you also do karaoke at the bar.
Well, I was at the bar, and this old boy from out of town was in there, and he said, "Do you know anybody around here that's trustworthy and reliable?" I said, "You're looking at him, Bubba."
I bet.
And he said, "Now looky here."
Yeah, he didn't say that.
I got an opportunity here, a business proposition for somebody could make $300.
Ooh! And you were in? Were you in to make $300?
Oh hell yeah!
Okay, well what was it?
I don't know about you know when's the last time you had $300 in your pocket.
I don't know, but last week.
Huh. Yeah. So 300. He said, "I need somebody that's trustworthy and dependable.
For 300.
That knows how to keep their mouth shut and get the job done." I said, "I'm your man, you son of a bitch."
Okay. All right.
I said, "So what's the job? When do we start?" He goes, "We start." He looked at his watch, and he was pretty sauced. He said, "We start in about 45 minutes as soon as I have an opportunity to have a couple more drinks here."
What was the job? What was the side job?
Well, he said, he said, "Come on out. We're going now." And he won't tell me where we're going.
This is on January 2nd?
It was on January 2nd of 2018.
Okay. Nice to know that you can know what year it is.
And so we get it. It was like a Cadillac car or something like that.
Yeah.
And he says, "Here's the keys. You're going to drive." I said, "That's fine, but where are we going?"
And you don't even have a license. You're suspended.
Well, may I point out, he asked if I was trustworthy and dependable. He never asked if I had a valid driver.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
And I accepted the job. I didn't know it was a driving job.
Okay, but you're stuck there. You accepted the job. You're trustworthy. You're now behind the wheel of a Cadillac or something.
Oh, it's real nice, Stan. Real pretty car.
All right, buddy.
Real pretty car. And this son of a bitch gets in the passenger seat and proceeds to conk out. And I said, "Where are we going?" And all he did, he pointed up at this computer screen. I never seen nothing like it in an automobile.
It was GPS in the screen. So you're driving around with a GPS.
Yeah, and it took me out in the boondocks.
Okay.
And finally, it's about, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And the guy wakes up, and he says, "Are we in Lake Placid yet?"
Lake Placid? Yeah, well, 3 or 4 o'clock. So was this New Year's Day going into the second, or was this the second going into the third?
I told you, goddammit, January 2nd, 2018.
So
you
was
wax in your ear?
It was nighttime to the next day from the first.
Right.
Gotcha.
And I said, "Yeah, I reckon we must be, we've been driving for a while."
Okay.
He said, "Well, didn't you look at the map?" I said, "I didn't look at the map. I listened to the lady." He says, "Okay, then we're almost there." And he started taking over and take me in this little old town. He's going, "Turn right here, turn left here, turn right here, turn left here. Now you go that way. Now you're going to pull a U-ey and all that." And finally, he says, "Okay, stop here."
Okay.
And he said, "All right, now I need you to look here and listen to what I'm going to say and do as I say." And I said, you know what, Jack? I just drove an awful long way. You better come up with a you said 300. I want a $150 now.
And did you get the 150?
Yeah, he looked all put out and disgusted, and he just kind of threw it over at me. I don't care. Cash money.
Right.
And he says, okay, now you got your $150. You want the other? Then what you going to do? This is where it's real simple. And he pulled out a funny-looking key, and he handed it to me. He goes, you see that sweet-ass automobile over there? Yeah. He said, all you got to do is drive that back to the bar. And so I did. And,
of course you did.
It sounded like a police siren while I was trying to get in that goddamn car.
Yeah, the alarm's going off. Something's not right on this one.
Eventually, I pulled out there, and it stopped. And I was headed back to the bar, and I was going down all these two-lane roads because on the way there, I had the lady telling me what to do, and this car didn't have that kind of map.
Not an Oldsmobile.
And so I just had to kind of figure out where I was at. And I was going down on these side roads, and I come across one where, oh, my God, there was all kinds of police barricades or something because somebody jackknifed in a ditch. And as I'm about to clear them, a damn minor bird come flying in. Now, I only had to pay the driver's side window down, and the minor bird come in through the driver's side window. All the other windows are up, and it came in. It's flying around inside the car.
A minor bird, a
black bird, a
crow.
I don't know what you call it. A crow.
A crackle.
Something like that.
Crackle
bird. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But it was this bird starts bashing its head against all the windows and flapping around with its wings and all that. Lucky for me, they had the automatic windows, so I put them all down. This damn thing was all bloody and messed up. But it looked like it flew sideways out of there.
Uh-huh.
And then I get back to the bar with this Oldsmobile, pretty nice car. Mm-hmm. And I look over, and just to my right, do you know what I saw?
What'd you see?
I saw a bird nest on the ground. So I pick up that bird nest. I went and opened up the bar, and Sonny had been asleep in there, and I woke him up. He'd just been mopping and whatnot, and decided, sit in the booth for a while.
Sonny.
And I said, Sonny, looky here. I found me a bird nest on the ground. He said, well, you know what? That's good luck. And so I went and bought myself a lottery ticket.
Oh, okay. All right. You had a few extra bucks on you? Get some lottery tickets.
Yeah, I went down to Step and Fetch. And this old broad worked there forever.
Uh-huh.
And I went and bought a ticket, and then I said, well, where's the drawing on this thing? She said, it's tomorrow. She said, you come back, see me tomorrow, I'll tell you whether you want or not. And I come back the next day, I give her a ticket, and she goes, yeah, you did real well. You won $5. I said, well, whoopsie-doo. So anyway, I go back, and I notice next time I go back, this old bitch, all of a sudden, she got all this jewelry on and looking like she's trying to make herself, you put lipstick on a pig, but she got all these expensive stuff, and she got a brand new car out there.
Uh-huh. Are you suspecting that this lady and that was a bigger ticket because she was wearing all fancy jewelry and fresh lipstick?
She had on an awful lot of very fancy costume jewelry.
Maybe she was just dressing up. Maybe it was something nice. Maybe it was coming off of New Year's and she was dressed up. Do you honestly think that? You got to have proof, first of all.
All I'm asking is, well, here's my evidence. Looky here.
What's your evidence? Because she was wearing costume jewelry?
I had a bird fly into my car.
What is that supposed to mean?
And
good
while
luck.
The bird was in the car,
there's no minor bird flying around at 5:30 in the morning.
It bled and it crapped. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
a bird's nest.
Not but a couple hours later, I found a bird nest on the ground.
Yeah, hit the bird's nest when you win it. You're going
and
by
then,
the cop cars, and the
and
nest
then,
got lodged. What?
And then I go get a lottery ticket, and all of a sudden, this old broad dressing up like she thinks she's Phyllis George or something.
You gotta have proof. You got it.
That's proof right there. How much more do you need? Obviously, I won the lottery and she stole
all superstitious beliefs doesn't mean that it's proof, evidence, facts.
Oh, that is evidence.
Did you make a copy of the ticket?
Look, if you need it, I got the bird's nest with me.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else, but I forgot what it was.
Stan and Haney
on 96 K-Rock.
What goes on in here?
Hey, what do you mean? Zito Eats. It's like kale.
Is this something that someone would use to clean a marijuana pipe?
Yeah.
Or a crack pipe?
That, I don't know about. That. It is darkened. It looks... D-Train, what do you know about honestly, that?
I have a hypothesis. Can I see it again?
What goes on in here?
What is that? What's that used for?
In the tech world, what we use that for is whenever we remove a CD-ROM from a computer and we forget to check it for its content, on the front of a CD-ROM, there's a small pinhole. You take a paperclip, you poke it in, it ejects the tray, and get your CD out.
All right, completely innocent then.
And does it usually end up darkened on the end after that?
With resin?
No, if there's resin on it, that hypothesis goes right out the window.
Haney, I'm sorry. I can't get this old French woman out of my head.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
So last night,
you truly didn't know anything about that.
I didn't give her a
about the cradle robber.
Yeah, the cradle robber. Here's what happened to me.
That's right. Women can be cradle robbers too.
Let's be clear for the audience. I assume that Stan knew it. I was surprised he didn't. But the president of France,
President Macaroon.
Yes. And he's also the president of France, in addition to Macaroon.
Yeah, yeah.
Used to be a French territory, Macaroon.
President Macaroon.
Yep.
He was a schoolboy.
You think about Mary Kay Letourneau.
Yeah.
That's him, and he married her.
So she was
She was a school teacher, and he had a crush on her.
And he was the little boy's student.
Yeah, she was a married woman. Grown woman, he's a schoolboy.
All right, and I just found this out yesterday because Haney told me so.
And you thought I was joking at first.
I did. So I'm watching the state dinner ceremonies where they were waiting for President Macaroon to show up and his wife. And I'm watching the split screen. They're doing the news, but they got the other side waiting for Malaria and Donald to come out and greet Macaroon and the old broad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I joked that he has to take his mommy with him everywhere.
So I'm like, well, I never really gave her a hard look. You know, what's this?
And if there's anything I can tell you, you don't ever want Stan to take a hard look at your appearance.
That's true. So, there it is. They got the military people at the door, and they got the person that comes, opens up the door, and there comes the president and first lady out. She was looking ravishing, beautiful.
She can't help it.
We are so honored to have a first lady like this. Not since Jackie Manassas have we had. So, they come out. And, you know, it's all done on cue because as soon as they come out, they were waiting like an hour. As soon as they come out, within seconds, the French car comes up. I think it was a Peugeot. Mm-hmm. And comes up. And so little Junior President Macaroon gets out of the car.
And has to wait for his mommy.
And she comes out of the car. And so I'm like saying, how obvious is this? How obvious is this?
Is Haney trying to pull one over on me?
What's going on? I mean, is it passable? And he comes out with his little tiny hands and lady feet.
Yep, she dressed him, you know.
Yeah, and he comes walking, and she comes up, and I went and keep that one up there. And I watch, and I see her come out, and I'm going, she is. She's, oh, sure, she's made up by professionals to make her look good. But this is an old woman.
Yeah, she's
this
65.
Is 60. How old is President
Macaroon?
I don't
think he's 40 yet. He's like D-Train's age.
Yeah. And I'm saying to myself, Haney's not joking here. If you look at all of them, she's the second oldest in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Trump. Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, he's 40.
Oh, my God!
Just barely. He was born in December of 77.
And she was born... And she was born in the 50s? 40s?
Well, let's see. She's at least 10 years older than you. More than that.
Yes!
And you were born...
62.
Yeah, so she was born in the early 50s, if she's lucky.
And he was born in 77?
Yeah. Well, she was his school
teacher.
She's
24 years his senior.
Oh, my goodness! This. Wow. And I didn't think it, because you're watching them and the first ladies are there, you know, pomp and circumstance. And I'm not taking a good hard look. And then you said that to me, you know, that's his mommy.
And then I really didn't do her any favors when I directed you to critique her appearance.
Oh, I studied it. I paused it. I said, let me get a good hard look. I mean,
She also looks
kind of
like...
Greatest makeup people in the world can make it. Look at what they do to Trump. He looks good.
Well, and if you look at her, she also sort of looks like a monkey.
I was just getting ready to say that. I just said the photo. This is the first time I've seen her, and I thought the same thing. Who does she look like?
Oh, she does!
The chick from Planet of the Apes, the remake.
Yup.
Looks just like her. Same shaped head.
You gotta blonde the hair up a little
bit. I know,
bit.
But yeah. As Haney said, if you look at her face, I was thinking the same thing. It's like, who does she look like? And I just saved that photo when he said that. She looks like the chick from Planet of the Apes, the remake.
Yeah, she looks like a monkey.
This president of France, Macron, is 15 years younger than me. And the woman that he has married, the First Lady of France... is 15 years older than, or 10 years older than me. So you're
dealing... And you wonder why the world's going to hell in a handbasket.
He loves her. Haney, the heart wants what the heart wants. Now, let me ask you this. Strictly opinion. Let's take President Macaroon and what's his wife's name? Brunhilde?
Odie McOlderstein?
What is...
Brunhilde.
All right. Now, just look at the two of them. They are France's first couple.
And I think it's a perfect example for Europe. They are a committed couple that there is no danger of them procreating.
True. She's well paid. She's gone through the menopause. There's dust.
Long time ago.
Yeah, they first met when he was 15 years old.
Oh, this is so sick. Now, Haney, just your opinion. You are a very good person when you observe. Does... he love her.
He thinks he does.
Does she love him?
No.
Or does it just make her feel young?
Well, it made her feel young, and then when she saw that he had a chance to become the grand poobah of, Macaroon?
Yeah. Then it got... So it's status for her.
Yeah,
but when she was young, it was because she was attracted to the young student. She was getting older, but now it's status symbol.
Well, I mean that's the height of vanity.
Yeah,
that's her as a teacher kissing him on the cheek at the age of 15 when he was a lead in a school play.
Right there, it started there. Now he was 15. So how many years ago was that? And how old was she when he was 15? A minor.
Well, oh, that's
40,
what I'm
that's
saying.
35 years.
It's the exact same thing as Mary Kay Letourneau.
So she was 30. Am I counting things right? Was she 40? How old was?
I don't know.
Give me some.
Broad.
Give me. If he's 40,
told you we should have never let him take the abacus out of here.
That's 25 years ago, right?
Yes. They said she's 25 years his senior. So if he's 15 there, that means she would have been what? 30, 40-ish?
40.
Yeah, 25 plus 15 is 40.
So a 40-year-old woman messing with a 15-year-old boy.
Developing feelings, if you would.
Who is developing feelings.
And yet in this country, we're worried about a tape that Trump made on a bus. Where over there, isn't that romantic?
It's progressive.
No. Yeah, progressive, all right.
I was just watching that.
If you look at everything that they're pushing, and this is part of it.
Did they have to mash her food last night, make it edible?
I think she has a food chewer.
You know, where they
arrangements
make it,
are made.
Yeah.
Very discreetly.
She keeps a bullet in her purse. She grinds it up.
This guy.
I'm so proud of my husband.
This guy, he can have anything he wants.
I wonder what she signed in that yearbook of his.
Stay sweet, don't ever change.
Stay sweet, don't ever change. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Hey, Haney, did you see we've got some new information from our buddy Aaron Walker at Naples Nissan?
Oh, what's new with him?
Get a load of this.
Is he able to keep up with demand now that we have all the people going to Naples Nissan?
Yeah, and he's got something else going now. This comes straight from Aaron Walker at Naples Nissan. $5,000 guaranteed trade. When you trade in your car, you're guaranteed to get $5,000.
I wouldn't advise him to do that. People could show up in a piece of junk.
That's what he said. He said, he doesn't care. Clunkers, piles of crap, POSs. Bring him in. He's going to give you $5,000. You push it in, drag it in. You've heard all that stuff before, but it's the truth. $5,000 on your trade-in, that hunk of junk you have, because get a load of this. I love it. He's secured a ship to haul all of these bombs overseas, and he needs to fill it up and send the rust buckets over there so they never return to the United States.
I like it.
I like it, too.
That's something I'd do.
He wants...
Get me a ship.
Yep, and let me load these junks on there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me fill it up, send it over there, and they'll never see the light of day here again.
Yep.
And he's going to give you $5,000.
Yep. What they do with them over there, that's their business.
NaplesNissan.com.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here.
You're right. That is so weird. Everywhere the president of France goes, he takes his mommy with him.
Yeah, it's like taking mommy.
And then the president has to brush dandruff off him. He's a handful, little rascal.
I'll get into that in the grab bag with the dandruff.
Yep. He is a hand. I hope she brought his diaper bag.
Trump is the one. I love this guy. Oh, what do you got, a little dandruff?
Hey, let me fix that for you. Yeah, that's right. I'm your friend.
Couple of things.
I'm your good buddy. Maybe you'll think about that the next time you tell people you strong-armed me into staying in Syria.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Little fella, where's your mommy?
Little rascal. See? Pat him on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Zito's going to be out and about today. He's going to be at Hooters. We'll be checking in with him at around 4 o'clock. You want to go see him. Five people will win weekend passes to Fort Rock, plus go backstage to meet one of the bands. And somebody today at Hooters is going to receive a two-night hotel stay. That's when Zito's down there, 4 to 6. I wonder when we check in with him if we can find out if our friend Camry's working.
She doesn't like us.
What do you mean she doesn't like us?
She doesn't care for us.
How do you figure that?
Well, because,
what did you hear?
Because every time that she's down here, she always mentions her dad every other word.
Yeah, I know. But that, you know. Glad her dad's listening. He can put a good word in for us.
Well, yeah, but, you know what she's saying.
What?
When she says that.
Oh, yeah, that we're old.
Mm-hmm.
We're ancient. We're dinosaurs.
And that we're creepy.
And we're creepy. Woo!
I guess we are.
Okay, I can live with that. This is in the
Although
news.
The fact that I think her and your girlfriend would get along great.
They would get along fine.
They're the same age, aren't they?
She doesn't think I'm creepy. Naples Daily News. We've had a relationship with these people for such a long time. And I know so many people have won gift certificates. I've got to spread the news. A local landmark for nearly 50 years, the Pewter Mug is moving to a newer, larger restaurant space less than 2 miles north on US 41 in North Naples. I guess Irma, different world after Irma, took a toll on the old building that's been there since 1970.
Well, and it's right there, on the water, basically.
And so I guess they're in the process. They're still open at the old place right now, but they're in the process of making the announcement that they're moving just a couple of miles north on 41, newer, bigger location for the Pewter Mug.
Making the Pewter Mug great again.
Yep, making the Pewter Mug great again.
We love them.
Yep. Grab bag.
They're taking the salad bar with them, aren't they?
Darn right they are. That's what they're known for, that and the prime rib and all that stuff.
You don't leave there hungry.
No. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug. US 41, North Naples. All right. President Macron of France and President Trump, they're all talking about what a great relationship they have. But our president makes, just let you know, a little dandruff on Macron there.
Mr. President, if they're all saying what a great relationship we have, and they're actually correct. It's not fake news. Finally, it's not fake news. So It's a great honor that you're here. But we do have a very special relationship. In fact, I'll get that little piece of dandruff off.
We have to make him
perfect. He is perfect.
Thank you, Mr. President.
This is just, and this is what people don't understand. Just by saying that, loaded with compliments, he's telling the world, I'm still in control. Oh, how rude of him. Oh, no. This is a chess game. And as the world's watching and you can just hear the shutters of the cameras going, let me get that dandruff. Mommy didn't get it. I'll get it. You need a hell, Mac? And matter of fact, we welcome a new advertiser.
Mr. President, they're all saying what a great relationship we have.
Finally we meet.
Dandruff.
Sometimes people who should worry about dandruff don't.
But we do have a very special relationship. In fact, I'll get that little piece of dandruff off.
Your head and shoulders above the rest.
It'll be. We have to make them perfect.
Head and shoulders. Forget dandruff. Have beautiful hair.
Just his little way.
Yep.
Magic. Oh, how rude.
Because he's been strutting around like a little rooster. That's what the French do.
Strut around like roosters?
In between losing wars. You know, they were all upset when Roosevelt called for the meeting in San Francisco that ended up forming the United Nations. And the invitation went out from the victorious allies, but Charles de Gaulle was not included as one of the people inviting, the countries inviting.
Right.
And
we saved his ass and he better know it.
And so France had to put out a statement saying that we should have been included on that because we're just getting ready and about to fix into, you know, take our rightful place in the world again, right?
Correct me if I'm wrong, D-Train. Wasn't de Gaulle, when the Nazis took over France, he was hauled the hell out of there and we protected him, put him in exile, and then once everything was safe, they brought him back?
Yeah, but to be fair to him, we did the same thing to MacArthur. We pulled him out.
Don't even start with MacArthur. He left our boys in the Philippines.
Yeah, I know, because they pulled his ass out because they did the same thing to him.
Yeah, but that was a brilliant move at Inchon.
It sure was.
And if they'd listened to him.
Here's the other thing. You know, you forget these things. But back in 1979, when the Ayatollah took over Iran, you know, we had the Shah there that was a good guy. We kept his country in check. His son is still in exile in the United States and is the rightful heir to the throne in Iran. He lives in the United States now.
Where, Naples?
Probably. And he's the crown prince of Iran. Waiting to, whenever something, to take his rightful place back on the throne. So the Shah, who we supported before the Ayatollah came back, he was in exile in France. And he lives in the United States, waiting for the day that he can return to take his rightful place.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, if he's got the family money and he's living in the United States, if you were him, would you want to take your rightful place?
Not right now. Not now.
Too many crazies.
Yep.
There's a lot of normal people. There's more normal people than you would imagine.
Oh, I know.
In Iran, but they're being run by loonies.
Jake Tapper from CNN.
Is just a...
Yep.
Just when you think he can't embarrass himself further, you know, he finds a way.
Yeah, he's the president of fake news.
He will find a way to embarrass himself.
He wound up on Ellen yesterday.
No, he wishes he wound up on Ellen.
Yes! Made a complete fool of himself. Now, here's big lead anchor, CNN, Jake Tapper. And he makes a fool of himself on Ellen. Oh, that's not... Oh, let me get to the other one. That's the flames blowing up. Hold on.
You turned off the music, too.
Oh, sorry. I got to get to the
See,
right
the point. Music is there to cover
yeah,
you.
It's not stopping. That's the problem.
Well, did anything change from yesterday where it kept playing the same thing?
Is. Here you go. Here, Jake Tapper.
We've never met before, so it's very nice to meet you.
It is great to meet you. I have to say, I have known of you since the late 1980s. I was a big fan of a little show called Open House.
Ah, yes, Open House is one of my first shows ever.
Your first big break, and I would also like to go on and confess that I had a rather large crush on you at the time, so this is a little odd for me.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to disappoint.
I made my peace with it some time ago.
Okay, yes.
Damn you, Jake Tapper. You put me in the position of agreeing with Ellen. Appropriate response, ma'am.
Yep. Jake Tapper. All right. This is good.
I also had a thing for Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. Greek restaurant in Baltimore. May want to
a real Greek restaurant or a fake one? Because you can tell the real one because they break plates.
Wow. I didn't see the clip that long. I just told it's a Greek restaurant in Baltimore. Special cheese dish, Greek cheese dish.
Love Greek food.
And they took it to the table. They wanted to do a little flare of, you know, igniting it in the flames. And the flames went too high on this Greek cheese dish and set the sprinkler system off on all the customers in their fancy Greek restaurant.
Oh, that's beautiful. Did they ever get up?
Unbelievable. Yay!
Now, I don't know what you're picturing, but what came out wasn't a little trickle of water.
It was a cascading rain.
Yeah, these are industrial restaurant-grade sprinklers.
And it knocked them to the ground. They were smiling, holding the flames, and then boom. And then people started laughing at them and leaving the restaurant.
Yeah.
Let's go get something to eat somewhere else. That was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for the show. We're hungry.
And then they're closed for 6 days.
That's the thing. When they install these sprinklers, which are a great thing if there's a fire.
Yep.
Because if they're a fire, the sprinklers will mitigate the damage. If they go off by accident, they do the damage on their own.
Yep, a lot of water damage. It's pretty impressive.
You're not cleaning that up with a mop.
Al Pacino turns 78 years old today. And just, here's a...
Is he still coaching Penn State?
Yeah. What a great job he did on that. But here's a little montage of films that Al Pacino has starred in. Pretty darn impressive.
Al Pacino.
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
I know it was you, Fredo.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
You know something, people? You're going to be remembered the rest of your lives for the day you got held up and kidnapped.
It's all a whim. Rob a bank.
I had a plan.
Hello, Sonny. You're on the air.
We're entertainment, right? What do you got for us?
My name is Arthur Kirkland, and I am the defense counsel.
If he's allowed to go free, then something really wrong is going on
Mr.
here.
Mr. Kirkland, you are out of order.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
I just completed my opening statement.
Me, I want what's coming to me.
Oh, well, what's coming to you, Tony?
The world, Chico. And everything in it.
Say hello to my new friend! What do you want?
Yeah, the sound changed there.
I want a job.
80s.
A job?
Yep.
Don't shrug, imbecile. I'm blind. Don't think I can't see women. Because I can't see women. Women are the essence of life.
Hoo-ah! Just a little sample. Let me tell you something about Al Pacino. And you made reference to the voice. His face changed. in the early 90s.
No, I was just talking about the technology. It's like all of a sudden, ooh, stereo.
Well, but the thing is, his voice changed dramatically. His natural voice.
Well, we don't know what his natural voice is now, do we?
No, we really don't.
He's an actor.
Yeah, a thespian.
He plays a public role called the actor Al Pacino.
But he had wide eyes and a huge nose, and everything was compacted in. And he changed. Well, it's the marvels of plastic surgery. Somebody help me on this. This Meek Mill.
He's friends with Robert Kraft.
Rapper, criminal. Assaulting and just...
He claims he was set up.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
He was released from jail yesterday, violation of probation, after an alleged assault before then. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court granted him bail. So what did he do? Well, he heads straight to the Sixers playoff game where they cheered him as a hero and let him ring the bell before the Sixers game.
Welcome home, Meek Mill, supported by managing owner Josh Harris, owner Michael Rubin, and Philly's own Kevin Hart.
I really like to thank you people, but I'm too meek.
Yeah.
What's up? Give it up for Meek Mill and welcome home!
Okay.
That guy was pretty excited.
Yeah.
Well, about Meek Mill.
He's the PA announcer at the Sixers game. You gotta be.
I think you show a little decorum.
Did you guys see the Family Guy last weekend?
No.
They
did you see the Westworld?
No.
All right, we got mutual assured destruction.
Family Guy did, you know, they Peter's in the, sitting in the Television Hall of Fame, paying tribute to their 52 years on TV, and they showed little air date shows through the years from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And they actually did the theme show, the theme songs for the opening of the shows. This was the opening to their 60s style Family Guy. This is the way we all remembered it back in 69.
Hi, I'm Peter. This is Lois. My sons, Stewie and Chris. Our dog, Brian, and the rest is this.
Nick.
Live in Quahog near the beach. A wizard gave my baby the power of speech. No one can hear him, but when he's away, people in town can hear what he says. This is Family Guy.
The dog talks too.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know. Mr. Ed was really a game changer.
Yeah, it sure was. And then they talked about something that was called a knuckle dunk. Grab Bag is brought to you by the Pewter Mug. We're going to take a break. Your phone call's coming up. 4 o'clock, safe word. Jeff Zito at Hooters. Oh, I forgot to tell you, in about, 40 minutes or so, are you smarter than Haney?
Yeah, I hope so for your sake.
We'll be back for the Stan and Haney Show.
This is not a test. If this were an actual test, we would have told you otherwise. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone lines are open. Area code 239-277-9600. Love to hear from you. If you contribute to the show, you could get a prize. If you noticed, I gave the area code as well. That's for people that might be outside of our immediate listening area, listening to this show. You can call in, too, and we'll give you a stick pin.
Love our stick pins. I love occasionally just look over at that map.
Yep. See everybody that's listening across the great this great land. It's already on Facebook. Our Facebook page is when people were listening to us in the Grand Canyon.
Was that awesome?
That was something.
And I want to thank that person for taking the time when they're there and they're doing their rafting and everything else to take out their phone, tune us in live.
Yep.
And record it. That was so cool.
Thank you so much. And we can give you a stick pin, too, if you're outside of our immediate area listening to us on any device, your Alexa, your phone, streaming, the app, all that stuff. 277-9600.
And you're thinking, hey, but I live here locally. Well, you should be listening.
You're darn right. And if you contribute, you could get a prize. Here's what we got. Oh, look at this. Always a favorite. We've got how much is this coupon worth, D-Train? We got gift certificates to Shula's down in Naples. Oh, you've never eaten at Shula's?
$50
to Shula's.
And especially if you're a Dolphins fan, what's wrong with you?
Also,
you'll love it.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. We also have, with Mother's Day coming up, what a great gift, $50 to Edible Arrangements in Cape Coral. They do a fantastic job of putting together an arrangement that you can eat.
I don't know about that, though.
What do you mean?
Don't you feel like if they're so beautiful and all this time has been taken and it's a work of art, and then you just stuff it in your face?
Yeah, they make more.
Oh, okay, yeah, then.
They make more.
I don't feel so bad, then.
Nope. I got a Stan and Haney 6,000th show T-shirt. We have an HD car tuner for your car to get your car into HD. If you're listening on analog, you got an older car, slap this baby in there. Suddenly you're broadcasting in HD.
No, we're broadcasting
and
in
you're
HD.
Hearing it in HD.
There you go.
Yeah. Tickets to a Miracle game, Stan bobblehead signed by Haney, $20 to Bernie's City Diner.
And you won't sign that.
No, I forbid it.
So I will sign it, but you will not.
No, you get my bobblehead. Haney will sign it.
But is Haney signing Haney, or is he signing Stan?
Oh, he signs his own name. Only I sign his name.
Oh, okay.
And when it's important.
You know, I'm going to tell you, and Haney and I have done this before, and we haven't done it lately. We should. But when it was contract time at Beasley.
Yeah, we should get back to that.
When it was contract time at Beasley, and usually we weren't happy with the deal that we got, the Beasleys would come and go, here's your contract, sign them.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
would sign Haney's contract, his name, and Haney would sign my contract.
Of course,
contract.
This would be the second time because they'd tell us to sign it right away.
Yeah.
And then we'd look at it and realize that nothing we agreed on is in there.
So that if ever there was a dispute and it came to a court of law and they'd have Haney on the stand, Mr. Haney, isn't this in fact your signature? On this contract?
Mm-mm.
Nope. It's not my handwriting. Well, Mr. Nowalonic, isn't this your signature? You think I signed my name like that?
Gentlemen, the court will bring in a handwriting expert to determine just what's what here.
Yep.
Yes, Your Honor, I'm from the Wisconsin Correspondence School of Handwriting Analysis, and these signatures are invalid.
Yep.
But that stuff never works. I've thought of it before.
Yeah.
You know, workarounds. When
I also used to sign them under duress. I used to put in little parentheses under duress.
Yeah, they don't appreciate that either.
You ever thought about just making your mark?
Yeah, well, then I'd need a witness who could verify I signed it.
But I've thought, you know, about things like that. And the biggest one I ever pulled off, and it didn't work, was when I got married.
Yeah.
I asked my brother to be my best man.
Right.
He was not yet 18, but nobody asked.
Ah.
And so.
Invalid.
He's there on all of the paperwork, and I think he was 16 or 17 at the time. Maybe not even that. But he's tall, so he got away with it.
Right.
And when the divorce came up, I tell the lawyer, well, that's great. You got all these plans, but I've got an ace in the hole. And I told him.
Yeah.
The lawyer looked at me like I had two heads. Yeah. Going, and? Oh, that's it?
A nice try.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see where you thought that was clever, but no, that. Not going
to
do you any
needed,
good.
You needed your brother to sign your name on the marriage license. then it's not bad. That's not your signature. You didn't even sign it.
Well, why didn't you warn me? You were there.
I know I was there, but I was too nervous.
You didn't like me either.
No, I didn't.
Why were you there?
And I caught your wife's garter.
Misery loves company.
That is true.
I did. I caught your wife's garter.
And then you went and got all handsy with Jim's girlfriend, where you have to put the garter on the girl.
That's what I was supposed to do.
And
she
it's always
caught the bouquet.
And it's always awkward.
Right up there. Hi.
I know you weren't trying to do anything.
No.
But
well,
you knew you had a job to do, yeah. And she was fighting you a little bit.
Right there where the leg meets the, you yeah. know, right
Did
there.
Haney get married first, or were you?
Haney got married first.
But you were shortly after.
Same church.
Almost a year later.
Everything happened the same, but a year off.
Yep.
All everything in our lives.
Everything.
Yep.
Two sons.
Daughters of the same age.
Yep. About a year difference. It's true.
I was there for both births.
That's true.
Ask me how many other births I've been to.
How many?
Zero.
Yeah. 277-9600.
Did Stan return the favor? Was he there for your daughter's birth?
No, he was living in Slocala at the time.
And you couldn't be bothered to make the drive?
No, I'll tell you exactly.
Because clearly he made the drive for you.
We weren't close friends at that time.
We weren't close friends.
So what were you doing for there for him?
But because it was a year later.
Oh, I see.
Jeez.
It's because God wanted me there.
And the thing is... Haney used to go and give us updates, and there was always a bunch of false alarms.
Oh.
I'm on my way to the hospital now, which was like a two-hour drive. On my way, never mind.
Every time she burped,
yep.
I had to drive from Ocala to Gainesville.
And we'd get the call. I'm on my way now. The baby's coming. Oh, this is... never mind. It was a false alarm. It happened like three times.
Oh, it was more than that. That's three that you know of. Because
yeah.
that just happened to be when we had planned to do a bit or
yeah,
something.
I know.
Where I said, I don't know if I'll be able to do it or not.
False alarm. 277-9600.
Oh, my God. Doing bits when I was in Ocala.
Yeah.
Because it's such a, it's like you were in the world that you and I are in now.
Yeah.
Where, you know, everything's okay. Everything's yeah. free and easy. Yeah. And I'm trying to do a bit. While I'm wearing my tie and I'm in management and I've got people waiting for me and they can vaguely hear through the door me doing some voice and getting very loud, and it was just very uncomfortable.
Sorry about that. What am I looking at here?
That's a little Flavor Aid.
Oh yeah, Cassio had the kid. He named him after himself.
Flavor?
Yep.
Kool-Aid and Flavor Aid.
I remember that, man. Yeah. That right there?
Yeah.
You young people out there, you wonder what it's like to have a kid? Just imagine yourself asleep with an infant lying right there on your chest, because that's most of it.
Ahoy, who's this?
You're going to be exhausted.
But isn't it interesting how your instincts change? Because in that square moment, that kid barely moves, you're wide awake.
Ahoy.
Yeah.
Ahoy.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in and thank you guys for giving me a stick pin a couple of weeks ago.
You're welcome. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy. No? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Nolan.
Nolan. Hey, Nolan.
Hey, how are y'all?
Yeah, doing good. How y'all doing over there, Nolan?
On that end,
I'm over here in Fort Myers, so I'm not getting anything on the map today.
Well, wasn't planning on it.
Hey,
what's up?
A few years ago, y'all did a story on a guy. He was
here we go again. What? Say again.
He was taking Cobroxin.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, the cobra venom.
See? Yeah, we used to do that.
Yeah, we were popping them.
Yeah, he threw it in the river.
Yeah, he was dumping it off the bridge.
Yep.
Hey, I actually had knee surgery on my meniscus last year, and because I heard it on your show, like, I heard the story. I don't know, I remember how long ago it was, but I went online and they sell like this gel on Amazon. So I went and bought it, and that stuff, it works great.
Yeah. Cobra gel?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The venom of cobra is a great thing. It's a nice analgesic.
Wonder who the first scientist was that figured out, ooh, that bug, when it bit me, it messed me up. I wonder if I can make some sort of drug out of that.
Yeah.
It's actually, it turns out, I'm looking at it now, it's the same brand. It's actually the Cobroxin brand. It's a topical gel.
Yeah, I need some of that gel.
I like tropical gels.
Yeah, me too. What can I get you?
How about the Shulas?
Sure. Would you like, you ever been before?
No, I haven't.
You a Dolphins fan?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. You'll enjoy it. Hold on. 277-9600. Well, yeah, look at that. Cobroxin topical jelly.
We were just mainlining it for a while. It was a very dark period.
It was crazy stuff. 277-9600.
Yeah, remember that? Rolling down the road, and I looked over at you, Stan, and I go, look at us, man. We're burning diesel. We're burning dinosaur bones with cobra venom flowing through our veins.
Yeah.
And we're wearing sunglasses, and it's nighttime.
Yep. That's the way it is. 277-9600.
I think that's the first time you looked at me and you said, don't worry about it. They're all corrupt.
From the Absolute Law text line, and I'm trying to see what is on his screen. Ahoy, guys. Just wanted to send you this picture because I know a few days ago you had mentioned how your cell phones know you. Just more government spying. This came up on my smart TV. Oh, well, that smart TV is tied in with your cell phones.
Yeah, what came up?
I'm trying to read it.
Double click on the photo, it should enlarge.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Oath has updated our privacy policy in terms. AOL and Yahoo have joined to turn Oath a part of Verizon. By continuing to use our service, you agree to Oath's new terms with Oath apps on your device to support and improve our product and experiences. Well, they just want you to opt in. At least they're giving you the option.
No, it continues to say we collect data from your user interactions.
They all do, don't they?
Yeah.
They all do. You opt in, they got you.
And if you don't opt in, you can't use their service.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Clay.
Hey, Clay.
Hey, I want to go see some lightning. The lightning play. The thing. I was hoping you guys could help me out.
What can we do about that?
What we can do about it?
I don't know. Are you guys going to have any tickets available today?
The Lightning and the Penguins.
The last time we had anything to do with the Lightning was probably 10 years ago.
Yeah, they're up in Tampa. We're in Fort Myers.
And if we had Penguins tickets, I would have them.
Yeah,
that's true.
And D-Train would
You want to go with D-Train?
I would love to see the Everblades if you guys could help me out with that.
We don't have any of those tickets either.
They're in the playoffs now. They don't give away tickets. They want you to go and buy. Well, boy, you just want.
If we could get D-Train tickets, I would let him go along with him.
Would you? If we could get you D-Train... Hold on a second.
Absolutely.
We're working on this deal. If you got tickets, D-Train, to go to the Lightning Penguins...
Uh-huh.
Would you take this guy along with you?
I don't know. He's awfully needy.
You are needy.
It would be worth it because I've yet to see a live Penguins game.
You haven't seen the Penguins?
Are you a Lightning fan?
I'm actually both, but I'm a longtime Penguins fan, so I would just love to see it.
So you'd probably get along.
He'd be that guy with the Lightning's jersey and the Penguins hat.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a Penguins jersey, so you might look out.
Are you cool on a road trip?
Yeah. I'm actually on one right now.
Yeah. You're on a trip, I'll tell you that. Can't help you.
Long, strange trip.
Well, come on. Don't we have any muscle in Tampa? Somebody can make it happen?
No, we don't. No, we don't. We used to.
Could.
Used to be able to call up Zito, say, make it happen, because he was in Tampa.
But now he's here with us.
They said,
Well, he got sent up for a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Fort Myers, here I come.
Right back where I started from.
It's a stinger. All right? Here's the deal.
It's odd, you know? You were in Sanford and Melbourne.
Yeah.
I was in Melbourne and in Ocala and all over the Space Coast.
Yeah.
But once we hit Fort Myers, we were told, you're never leaving.
Yeah, you can't leave.
Your boomerang broke.
And at first, it's like, well, that's cool. That means I got a job. So does that mean this is like a career or something? So maybe a raise in pay? Nobody said anything about that.
That's the thing is, you look at the first maybe 5 to 7 years of our resume. We did the radio thing. Every 2 years, you moved on and hopefully got a better job, better pay. And then when it came to Fort Myers, it stopped.
Just ended.
And at
our age, if we were to show somebody else in the business our resume, they'd go, where's the rest of it?
No, it stops.
Well, I understand. So you started, looks like your early 90s there at RXK.
Yeah.
What have you been doing since then?
Working.
You've been on the beach, haven't you? That's the last thing.
We're there now. You mean to tell me you've been there for 25 years?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. When we come back, are you smarter than Haney?
The weird thing is, some people look at that as highly successful.
Yeah.
Other people look at it like, man, you're a complete failure.
Yep. Smart or dumb?
Why is D-Train laughing at me?
No, he was coughing.
Oh, okay.
He's sucking on a Halls.
We'll be back. Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this shit?
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. About 23 minutes away from your 4 o'clock safe word that could get you a foul. Also about a half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Also in the 4 o'clock hour, Jeff Zito going to be hanging out at Hooters. Chance to go to Fort Rock and go backstage. So you're going to want to be there to see Jeff Zito at the Fort Myers Hooters from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. The lovely Karen has joined us in studio. Hi, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
There's our sunshine.
Yep. And that means another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Yes.
She is such a good girl. Now, do you drink all that water?
I try to drink 4 or 5 of these a day, depending if I go to the gym. Some days I'm better than others. Like today, this is my third. It just depends.
That is so good. I am so proud of you.
Yeah,
she's really
40.
on a tight regimen and really doing a good job. You can tell.
It's 40 ounces, so I mean 4 to 5 times a day.
40.
Yep, a 40.
Yes. Just in water.
6 categories.
How many 40s you put down a day?
No, I'm a professional at this point.
6 categories. First person to get to all 6.
She's
will
so
win.
Good. I wish I could do that and, you know, drink water like you're
you
supposed
should.
To. Me, I have to have it like juicy juice.
See, but they also do like the Mios that you can put into the water.
That's
everything.
What I use.
Yeah, I love those.
Yep.
But the straw helps. The straw definitely helps.
How much do you drink?
I drink a couple of bottles a day.
Mm-hmm.
You do too, D-Train?
I used to could before Irma, but the different
world.
It's
a different world.
I will say back when I was, one of those fancy cups that keeps it ice cold helps. Nothing better than a nice ice cold water.
Got it right here.
Oh, look at that.
Yep. Wrong station.
That's homemade fake water?
Homemade fake water.
I like brand name fake water.
I know you do. If you defeat Haney, you can have a choice of anything on our prize list. Shoeless Steakhouse, Edible Arrangements, HD Tuner for your car, Miracle Game, Stan Bobblehead, $20 to Bernie's City Diner.
Hey, Stan?
Yeah, awesome. Steve.
Yeah, what if I want some Lightning tickets?
No, and they're not even playing the Penguins.
Well, I just figured you guys could do that.
Does it work that way?
They're not even playing the Penguins?
No. No.
Rangers tickets?
If you
Whalers tickets?
If you get a correct answer, you'll hear this.
Are y'all running an interview?
No, we're not. You'll hear this. Incorrect. Taking too much time. Lose. random Stan and Haney listener, let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. You can try it. Sam's hot prize is yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me.
So Karen will take up for you.
It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions.
Oh, what a
f***ing jerk. All those prizes yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277.
And you said you couldn't sing.
277-9600. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. We will take a random caller. That does not mean the first caller. If I feel like it's a bad connection or we're going to lose you or you're not paying attention, we'll move to another caller that chooses to play. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Let's get that random Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. Chance at any one of the prizes on our prize list. Ahoy, who's this?
Jimbo.
Jimbo, you've played before, Jimbo.
I have, but the last time
I cannot. Bye.
Them's ain't the rules.
Ahoy, who's this?
Brenda.
Brenda. Oh, Brenda, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Would you like to play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I have been trying to do this for a long time. Let's do it.
All right, Brenda, you're in. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Brenda. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, let's hope now. Do you have anybody in the car with you right now, Brenda?
No, I don't.
All right, and I don't want to lose your signal, so, you're going to have to be on with us for a little bit.
That's fine. I'm ready.
All right. Brenda,
I hope we get a girl today.
Brenda, the categories, people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card. All right, Haney goes first. Haney, and Karen's your lifeline. Any category you don't want to answer before I ask the question, tell Karen you want her to answer it, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Haney, category.
Geography.
People and places. Haney. What's that noise? What is
She's
that?
On her way to the muffler shop.
Yeah, you got a bad muffler on that car, Brenda?
No, I got a Mustang GT. I'm 64 all right. Over
got glass packs on
yeah,
that bad boy.
You're putting the pedal Cherry to the bottle. Metal. Haney, this is for Haney. Haney, which U.S. state has the most hazardous waste sites? Nevada, New Jersey, or South Carolina?
You know, I think it's Nevada.
Is that your final answer?
Well, I want to... You're going to let her steal.
Yes, she will steal with a choice of two if you get it wrong.
Yeah, we'll just go with that.
You're going with Nevada.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Brenda, it's lay off the gas, Brenda. It's between New Jersey or South Carolina. Which U.S. state has the most hazardous waste sites?
I'm going with New Jersey.
You would be absolutely correct.
They don't call it Dirty Jersey for nothing. Jersey.
That's what I was going to go with, but I know in, I thought Nevada might have overtaken it because they put really nasty stuff in Nevada, and they're building new ones all the time.
Yeah. Brenda, you have control.
Like, radioactive stuff.
Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with science.
Science? All right, listen carefully, Brenda. What's the more common term for the anterior thyroid cartilage of the larynx? What is the more common term for the anterior thyroid cartilage of the larynx?
Adam's apple?
You are absolutely right. It is the Adam's apple in science and nature. Nice job.
Thank you.
Haney. category. Wide open.
Wild card.
Wild card! Haney, what language sees the word emir, meaning commander or ruler? What language?
Arabic.
You are correct. Arabic in wild card.
Ba, ba, ba.
Done there. Nice job, Haney. Brenda, entertainment, history, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. This would be in the leisure area. What dish is known as a bowl of red in the restaurant biz? Bowl of red.
Spaghetti sauce?
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal in sports and leisure. In the restaurant biz, what is known as a bowl of red?
Chili?
More specific.
Chili con carne?
You are correct. Chili con carne.
That was odd to be that specific.
Yeah.
It's also in sports and leisure. So.
And Haney.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. It's not just me.
It's in the leisure.
Leisure.
Haney, you have control.
Chili con carne is leisure.
Yeah.
Right.
People and places, entertainment, history, science, and nature, Haney.
What does she have that I don't?
She has people and places, science and nature.
Science.
Science! Let's see.
I still don't have geography?
No.
All right.
Haney, in science and nature, what part of the car do the British call a silencer?
Muffler?
Yep, muffler.
Yeah.
That's where she's heading, a muffler shop.
Yeah, absolutely, she says she's got a big fancy race car, but we know Brenda's going to the muffler shop.
Yep.
Brenda,
not today.
Brenda,
yes.
Not today, bro.
Entertainment, history, sports, and leisure. Wild card, and you got Karen as a lifeline if you need her.
Let's go entertainment.
Entertainment. Brenda, what 70s sitcom often heard the warning, incoming?
MASH?
Yes! Yes! Very good. Very good.
The game is afoot.
Yeah, I'll say. Haney, category, people and places, entertainment, history.
I'll take geography.
People and places. This is a good one. Haney, in People and Places, what painter's mental state is revealed in 750 letters he wrote to his brother Theo?
Is she still there?
Gone. I knew it. I knew it. Call back, Brenda. You can answer this question.
Van Gogh?
You are absolutely correct. Vincent Van Gogh. His problem, what drove
couldn't
him nuts,
that
was later on. He had a bad case of syphilis.
Yep.
And do you know what they treated it with back in those days? They didn't have antibiotics. Mercury.
Oh, gosh.
That'll straighten
it
out.
It would turn your teeth gray and be absolutely
miserable.
For those
miserable. Of you that You're don't know, mercury is poison.
Yep.
Worse than chlamydia.
Brenda, you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Your car dropped off the muffler shop.
I was worried about you. Haney did get people and places. You have control. History, sports and leisure, wild card.
This is a wild card.
Wild card. Would you like to answer yourself, or would you like Karen to do it?
Karen, would you like to, or do you want me to?
That's up to you.
Nope, it's your choice, honey. Lady's choice.
All right, I'll go ahead and answer it for her.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You go, girl.
Yeah, girl power.
All right, yes. Brenda. This is in wild card. And it's for Brenda. Karen's going to answer it. Think, Karen, of the Old West.
Okay.
Inventions were happening all the time in the Old West.
Yes.
What type of food containers did cowboys call air tights? air tights. What type of containers?
Would it be a canteen?
That is incorrect. Sorry. Haney, you already have the category. It was very new in the old West.
The old coffee can?
The cans. Yep. They'd have to chisel them
open.
You're
talking about an airtight?
Airtight. Yep. Yep, a can.
Nice try, Karen.
Oh, thank you.
Haney?
Yeah, that'll keep our beans and our coffee good.
They're in the airtight.
Until we make it to the Ponderosa.
Hey, what are you talking about, Miss Ellie? We've been on the Ponderosa for 3 days now. Entertainment history.
Boy, this is a big valley.
Entertainment history, Haney.
History.
Oop. Got my cards right. Listen carefully, Haney. In history, what war was raging when daylight savings time was established? What war was raging when the United States said, we're going to adopt this daylight savings time?
World War II?
Incorrect. You can steal, Brenda, in history and gain control. What war was raging when daylight savings time was established?
Darn. Well, I know Franklin had something to do with that. I'm going to go with War of 1812.
Incorrect. Franklin had something to do with it.
Was it the Great War?
It was the Great War. Yep, it was World War One. That's all right.
I'm not big on wars.
It's all right, Brenda. You have control. You have history, sports and leisure, wild card.
History, please.
In history. What European nation's people conquered the Aztec Empire in the 1500s?
The Mayans.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Spain.
You are correct, Haney, in Spain.
Darn it.
Haney is now at match point. He has control of the board. So here's what happens.
Uh-oh.
Haney gets entertainment correct. Game is over. Game is over, Brenda. If he misses it, you already have the category, but you will have control and the game will go on. This will decide a lot. Haney, entertainment for the game.
I don't think I've used my lifeline today.
Oh.
Nope.
Karen?
Not.
This would be for the win.
And this would be a real feather in your cap.
Let's do this.
All right. In entertainment.
Or it could be a bee in your bonnet.
Hey.
Yeah, one or the other. Da, 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 da. Karen, in entertainment, who made 11 appearances as host of Saturday Night Live?
Wow. This is right up Haney's alley.
Yep. 11 appearances as host of Saturday Night Live.
I don't watch Saturday Night Live. I have no idea.
I will throw this out. He is now a movie star, probably more than hosting Saturday Night Live. He's a movie star.
That narrows it down. I've no idea. I'm going to fail you
all
on this one.
I
have no idea.
I'm sorry. And, Brenda, you already have the category, but do you know?
No, I was going to say Steve Martin.
Well, you would have been right.
Oh.
It was
oh,
Steve.
Wow.
Yeah, but you have
well,
the
can
category.
Can I have an extra point just
no,
for it?
No, you can't.
But you do get a gold star.
Yeah. You
okay,
have,
great.
You have the category.
See, I would have thought Tom Hanks, Alec Baldwin, yeah. John Goodman.
That's a lot of
Steve
people.
Steve Martin. History, sports and leisure, wild card.
We'll get history.
All right, back to history.
You got this.
What Caribbean country did the U.S. break diplomatic relations with in 1961?
Does it begin with a C?
Yes.
Is it Cuba?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Told you got this.
Haney, back to match point.
Easy.
Oh, trust me, Brenda. You know, Karen might be urging you on, but Haney now gets to answer entertainment for the game.
I'm median, guys. I know.
All right,
I thought you were my friend, Karen.
I am your friend. I root for everyone.
Haney, in entertainment, and I take these randomly, and I'm going to say right now, Brenda, I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh.
and I know.
Are you
I am. You know what? You're a darn good player. You are playing this game very well, and I'm surprised that Karen has chosen sides in this whole damn thing.
That is not true.
Well, and if you notice, Karen got her question.
And that's true. You got Brenda's question, and you missed Haney's.
That was not on purpose.
All right. Well, Haney's going to win the game right now. I hope.
Before host, Karen.
Haney?
What is he saying?
I don't know.
Oh, hell no.
Haney for the game. Who celebrated his 39th birthday 41 times before dying at the age of 80? Always his 39th birthday, did it 41 times until he died at the age of 80.
Tony Randall?
Incorrect!
Oh. Is it George Burns?
No, that's incorrect too. It's Jack Benny. Jack Benny was always 39. You're still in the game, Brenda.
Yes.
Root for her, Karen. She's still in the game. Sports and leisure.
I'm
wild
doing
card.
The wild card.
Wild card.
All right. Yes, please.
All right, wild card. What ancient Greek was simply known as the philosopher for nearly 1,000 years?
Aristotle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job, Brenda.
You're both at match point. Now, Haney, in tennis, Haney has his third chance at match point game in entertainment. Haney, in entertainment. What original title of the producers did Mel Brooks change after being...
Springtime for Hitler.
You got it! You got it!
Good job.
Yep.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany!
That's the game. I'm going to tell you, Brenda, you played a really good game.
Best game in a long time.
Good job, Brenda.
You actually deserved to go up against Haney because the past couple of weeks, the hate that we've been getting texted to us by just dimwits, you did a phenomenal job.
Thank you. I enjoy playing even when I don't make contact with you guys. I'm still calling it out in the car.
Well, you know what? You may have played the game very well, Brenda, but you still have to tell my partner, Haney, something.
I do. Haney, you're awesome, and you are smarter than me, and I'd like to sit down and mingle with you sometime.
All right. Hey.
All right. Let's get to mingling. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
You betcha. I'm going to send you over to D-Train and pick a nice prize, okay?
All right, thank you guys so much.
All right, Brenda, hold on. She did a phenomenal.
Oh, what a way to win!
Brenda. She did a phenomenal job.
Germany was having trouble. Needed a new leader to restore.
Thank you, Karen.
Of course.
We're gonna take a break. Stay by your radio, if you know what I mean. And then we're also gonna go and check in with Jeff Zito. He's at Hooters.
Come on, swing it.
Oh my gosh.
And now it's
wait for it.
Springtime for Hitler
and Germany.
We'll be back.
96 KROQ.
What's your case worth? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
Hey everybody, it's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners, and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96KROQ app that you can download from your app store or simply go to 96KROQ.com.
When
life gives you lemons. Crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. You still have about 3 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. That safe word is galaxy, G-A-L-A-X-Y, galaxy. Text it to 40772 or enter it on 96krock.com, galaxy. We're going to be checking in with Jeff Zito. He's at Hooters in Fort Myers this afternoon. We'll do that as soon as we take care of traffic for your drive home. First look.
Oh, we're going to talk to him right now?
Yeah.
K-Rock traffic.
All right. We'll start. Well, both of these are in North Fort Myers. Crash. North Tamiami Trail at River's Edge.
Is it near the river?
I don't know. Must be. North Fort Myers. Crash. Hancock Bridge Parkway. And North Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes or so. He's at Hooters this afternoon, live, and a chance for people to get weekend passes to Fort Rock. We head to the Fort Myers Hooters, where Jeff Zito is standing by. How are you, buddy? How are you, Jeff? Jeff, are you there?
In soil.
Jeff? What are they doing? What are they doing? Jeff? I'm hearing them. I can hear them perfectly fine. Jeff?
Can you hear me, Stan? Because I can't hear anything.
I can hear you very well. Can Yes, I can hear you. Yes, sir. Jeff Zito.
Coming in loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Maybe if I do this. How about that? No? Jeff? Hello, Jeff.
Talk, Jeffrey.
You can talk. Have at it.
Jeff Zito, everybody.
Jeffrey Zito, we can hear you loud and clear.
Good to go.
I'm trying to call you right now, guys.
How about now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? How about now? I know it shouldn't be there. It should be right here. Can you hear me now? La 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 la. You sound crystal clear, Jeff.
Sounding good, buddy.
I got you now, buddy.
All right. You got me now? All right, hold on. Let me go to the... Jeff?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, you were coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm not hearing you, but hey, you know what? It wouldn't be a perfect storm if something didn't go wrong.
Of course. You're at Hooters, Fort Myers. People are going to get to go to Fort Rock, thanks to you.
Yes, they are, Stan. And I'll tell you what, we've got a ton of tickets out here. I told you earlier that we'd have five pairs of weekend passes to throw out, and I lied. We have considerably more than that. So if you want to go to Fort Rock this weekend, I would highly suggest being here at Hooters right now, between now and 6 o'clock, and get your tickets.
Now, I also see here, plus a chance to go backstage, meet one of the bands, and one winner is going to receive a two-night hotel stay?
Yeah, correct you are again, Stan. I wanted to tell exactly what band we were actually talking about here, but, you know, some of these bands, they get a little squirrely, you know, so, you know, I can tell you, some people will meet Five Finger Death Punch. I can tell you, some people will meet Shinedown.
Okay.
Some people will meet Godsmack. I don't know exactly who's getting who yet, but they're going to get somebody.
All right.
And yes, and I'm not talking about one of those economy hotels, Stan and Haney. I'm talking about, you know, like a real hotel that has a bathrobe and an ironing board.
Thirsty bathrobe. You're going to be there till 6 o'clock. You need to come by, see Jeff Zito, Fort Myers Hooters location, and we'll talk to you in about 30 minutes.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. Jeff Zito right there. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, let's take a look at the headlines. He's got them.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know.
All right.
Just found out that a couple of friends of ours are new dads. Our old buddy Kool-Aid is a new dad.
Yep.
And our old buddy Dwayne Johnson is a new dad.
The Rock?
That's what, you know, the public calls him.
But we call him Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. And they're going to find out soon, you can't keep up with your kids.
Nope.
We'll tell you why you cannot keep up with your kids. I like Amazon, okay?
I do too.
But it's kind of like when a relationship starts to get a little weird and red flags start going off. I did the story last year where Bezos wants the key to your house. He promises he'll be careful, and all he's going to do is put your package inside for you. Well, now he wants the keys to your car, too.
Thank you, now.
Over a dozen truckers parked under a bridge to stop an idiot from jumping. Truckers are good people.
They are good people, and they risk not making their deliveries, too.
You know, sometimes when people are busted for drunk driving, they're unlucky. Maybe they just really did have just one too many and got caught up in a checkpoint or whatever. This is not one of those stories. A man is busted for drunk driving when he heads out to the Little Caesars on three wheels. And finally, you know, they tell you it's work being in a marriage. And you got to do things sometimes to spice it up.
Yeah.
Well, a couple in Oklahoma did PCP and went on a romantic nude run through the mall.
Great.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We have to each and every day make room for a little laughter. Ah, baby. You sound just like Brenda. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi. Woo!
Since today is Administrative Professionals Day,
I'm gonna die.
We bring you today's list of the
top
things you don't want to hear from your secretary.
Top things you don't want to hear from your secretary.
Oh, yeah. I just handed over all your files to the FBI.
Yeah.
It's not my fault you gave me the wrong file. Sent your porn folder out in a company-wide email blast. I don't like your demanding tone. If you need me, I'll be recovering in my safe space.
Hey, are you listening to me? Hey, me then!
I hung your jacket up in the Gimp's room. I mean, coat closet.
Dick.
Bring out the Gimp.
I've got your wife on line one, your girlfriend on line two, and I'm right here. How much will you pay me not to tell the CEO what you actually do?
Is this your first day?
Maybe. Yeah, you don't want your secretary saying that to you.
Is this your first day?
No, is it your last?
Well, huh.
I'm sorry, I thought you said dust the plants and water the computer. Wow. And finally, the very top thing you don't want to hear from your secretary.
Yes?
I'll be just a moment, sir. Be right with you. I'll be with you just as soon as I'm done posting something to hashtag me too.
You are a waterfall of character flaws.
Why does he keep playing that?
To agitate. You're a nauseating nincompoop. His job is to make the hosts look good, not to go and antagonize them.
Well, huh.
Thank you.
You sounded just like Bob Dole when you said that.
Yeah.
His job is to make the host look good.
Bring out Bob Dole's files.
Belly up to the bar, boys.
Let's take a look at more FBI files.
Get out of my danger zone, Stan.
Email.
And that's the...
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's it, baby.
Ahoy,
what?
Ahoy.
Okay.
That's it.
They're all caught up.
That's it.
That's it.
Thank you. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I heard you guys talking about Stan wanting to learn a second language. And I figured I would write in. I grew up bilingual. My mother was French and my dad was American. I spoke French with my mom when it was just the two of us. And when my dad was home, we would speak English. Growing up, it was always really fun being able to speak another language. I took French in high school, but got so bored with it, I decided to take up German. Being that I am a big WW2 buff and wanting to study history in college, I said, why not? And I loved it. But the one thing they don't tell you is that they teach you formal phrases. Especially in French, if you said half of the stuff you learn in school, people would look at you as if you were funny. Best way to learn a language is to go spend a year in that country. Thanks, guys. Always love listening to you. Signed, Josephine.
Well, I mean, you're living proof. You did not do well with languages in school, but when you went to Europe, you picked up enough to get by.
Yep. They knew what I was meant.
Just like here at home.
Yep. I don't know why.
Stan talk, it goes international, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. It's the universal language.
Stan talk.
Yeah.
Like things like, hey, look at.
It gets the point across.
It does.
Carrie, right? I don't know what she's talking about. I don't care what anyone says. Batman circa 1989 with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson. It's the best one.
Who's arguing about it?
I don't know. That's what I don't understand.
She's getting out ahead of it.
Oh, is she?
In case it comes up.
All right.
I don't care about Batman. I liked Batman when I was a kid, and Batman was Adam West.
Damn right, and always will be.
God rest his soul.
The Guardian.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear every word.
Why do you act like that when you're talking about an American hero?
Who?
The Guardian.
Batman?
Adam West.
Oh.
The Guardian.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, haven't heard you mention too much on the upcoming NFL draft for a good reason.
That's because Stan's allergic to it.
Haney, I've been watching all of these mock drafts. Are you really trying to push all my buttons, Guardian?
Well, it is tomorrow.
Mock draft. And then we'll find out what the real thing is. Majority of them having the Dolphins taking a quarterback or a receiver.
A receiver?
A couple,
I don't know what you're looking at.
A couple have that. Well, a mock draft. A couple have them drafting defensive linemen, which I would think would be their top priority. Well, More revelations on McCabe and his dirty deeds as we find out he ordered the FBI to stand down on that fat-ass Hillary Clinton's email investigation.
He did it twice. He did it on the email and on the Clinton Foundation.
Man, if that's not obstruction of justice, I don't know what would be. Haney, it bothers me that you don't hear more from Sessions on these issues. It has nothing to do with Russia.
Well, we did hear from Sessions on one thing. He was asked about the Michael Cohen business.
Yeah.
And said publicly, no, I am not recused when it comes to that.
Yep.
And as far as the draft, I don't know what you're looking at. I don't even think there's a receiver in, like, the top 12. But from what I have heard, the Dolphins would take a serious look at taking a quarterback if one of the big four were there. They're aware that it's a need. But the more immediate need is they need at least one starting linebacker, and that appears to be the direction that they're heading. I don't see defensive linemen as big a need as a linebacker.
When we come back, we'll check in again with Jeff Zito. He's at Hooters this afternoon. Chance to win weekend passes to Fort Rock this weekend.
Well, huh.
Fort Myers location. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Then we'll check in with Jeff Zito at Hooters in Fort Myers.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we got a few things on the road. Hit and run, Fort Myers, 1200 block of Vittoria Way. Then we got a crash, Summerlin Road, right at Summerlin Crossings. That's near the Publix. And another hit and run, Lehigh Acres, East 2nd Street and Roosevelt Avenue. And you are up to date. He is broadcasting live this afternoon from the Hooters in Fort Myers. It's our own Jeff Zito. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you great.
Oh, good, good. Thank God.
Yeah, no kid.
Yeah, we're at Hooters because, you know, sometimes they say, you know, when duty calls, you know. So
yeah.
I had to leave the office and come out here to Hooters and give away those Fort Rock tickets.
Hey, is our sweetheart Camry working over there today?
You know, does Camry work at the Fort Myers Hooters?
I think so. Find out for me.
I think I'll have to pull a flyby and see who's here.
That's right. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
People, I mean, you're urging people. We thought we would have five people going to Fort Rock. You said more?
Yeah, we've got more because we've got some extra tickets that we've managed to scrape up. So, you know, if you want to go, let me just say this. If you want to go to Fort Rock, like you really want to go, you didn't get your tickets or you don't want to pay for tickets, it might be a really, really good idea to come here to Hooters.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. And you're going to be there till 6 o'clock, and one winner is going to receive a 2-night hotel stay.
You got that right, Stanley. And you know, just to be clear, you know, I'm a company man. I try to do as much as I can for the company.
Right.
Might stay just a touch past 6.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I'll have dinner here. Maybe I won't have to eat that slop at home.
All right. Hey, we're going to check in with you in about a half hour.
Yeah. See you,
all right,
guys.
See you. There he goes. There goes Jeff Zito. Hooters till 6 o'clock. Fort Myers location. Chance to pick up some Fort Rock tickets for this weekend. What's this line? What is? Ahoy! Hold on. I hit the wrong button. Ahoy!
Hello.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to do my job. Sorry, caller. Ahoy, who is this? Who is this? Are we really having this much difficulty that I can't talk to anybody on a phone? Are we really having this kind of ahoy? Ahoy. Ahoy. What the heck is going on here? Ahoy. Hold on. What is going on here? I'll try it again. Ahoy.
Hello?
Ahoy. Ahoy. How come? Oh, I just lost him. How come nobody can hear me? How come Jeff Cito can't hear me? How come a caller can't hear me? Why can't anybody hear me on the effing phone? Let me try it again. Take another line. Let's try it again. Ahoy. Nobody can hear me. Nobody can hear me. You know what? You're catching live radio at its utmost best. Live radio. That's there. What the heck is going on? Let me try this again. Oh, I don't know. What button did you just push? Oh, that ain't it. Ahoy. Ahoy. No, they can't hear me. What is going on here? Where am I wrong?
Don't say anything wrong.
Let me try to reboot the phone. No. We're all good there. This is unbelievable. Hold on. Oh. That might have disconnected something. Hold on. I've got broken phones. Hold on. Ahoy! 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 Push that in. Push. Ahoy! Ahoy! Let me try this one. Ahoy, can you hear me? Ahoy?
Ahoy! Ahoy! Ahoy!
That person's hearing me say, oh, that's on the radio. Ahoy. What the hell is going on? Nobody can hear me. What is going on? Ahoy. Ahoy. No, you can't hear me either. How does this happen? Push. Oh, sorry about that. I cut myself off. let me try this line. Ahoy, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Ahoy.
Can you hear me?
I don't hear you.
I am starting to lose my... Ahoy, can you hear me? No. Ahoy, can you hear me? Ahoy, can you hear me? Nope. Ahoy, can you hear me? Not you. I need phones. This is pure, unadulterated sabotage. Sabotage! Ahoy, can you hear me? No, you can't. Ahoy, can you hear me? No, you can't. Ahoy, can you hear me? No, you can't. What in heaven's name is going on here? Look at all these lines ringing. Ahoy, can you hear me? Ahoy, can you hear me?
No.
Ahoy, can you hear me? Nope. Ahoy, can you hear me?
What's going on here?
No. Is this for real? You know what? I'm not messing around with it. I'm not messing. I'm going to take a break. I don't even know if I'm on the air. Look, I know. Look, everybody's trying to call me right now. I can't help you. I can't help you. I'm stranded here. Absolutely stranded. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. For crying out loud. I hate this!
We are the tip of the Beasley Broadcasting... spear. That's it? Yeah, the spear. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. What the hell? We're going to check in with Jeff Zito. We're going to do traffic. I want to make sure that these phones... are taken care of. If you're hearing my voice right now, call me 277-9600. I want to find out if these phones are working before I go to Jeff Zito at Hooters. I've been in this business for almost 30 years. And to see something go completely dead like that, do you know how frustrating it is to hear somebody, but they can't hear you?
Hey.
All right, hold it. Here's a caller. Let me see if they can hear me. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Mike and Bonita.
Good. Hey, Mike.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Extremely frustrating. I appreciate that. Thank you, buddy. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Pete.
Pete, can you hear? Hello?
Hello, ahoy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I think we're good. Okay, all right, I just wanted to check. Ahoy. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Stan. Right. You're coming in loud and clear on both the phone and the radio.
Appreciate that. That's nice to know. Got good people out there. Ahoy, who's this?
Back to normal. Back to normal.
Oh, Jesus. I want to cry. I seriously want to cry.
Yeah. But that nerve doesn't work anymore.
Well, no, it doesn't.
You burned it out.
It's completely burned out. All right, I'm going to try to do traffic, and then we're going to check in with Jeff Zito.
And I'm sure everything will be fine.
Everything will be smooth as silk,
mm-hmm.
And then we can do news with Mark Haney. And the thing that gets me is that while this is going on, there's about five people standing around with their hands on their hips. And everybody's a chief, except the chief that we need ain't in the building. Okay. Let's do traffic.
Yeah. Not only don't we have the chief, we don't even have any Indians.
Nope. It's pretty much throw the switch, it'll work itself out. I am not paid to be an engineer. I'm hired to be a broadcaster. I'm telling you, I want a rotary line in here.
Copper wire.
Yep, copper wire rotary.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay.
Bakelite.
Yep. Some Bakelite plastic.
Mm-hmm.
That if you drop it, it breaks. Because you know why? It all worked. North Fort Myers. Crash. North Tamiami Trail and Bayshore Road. Still dealing with that hit and run in Fort Myers at Victoria Way, the 12,000 block. And then we got this one right by the college, FGCU. Crash. Miramar Lakes Parkway near Beach Grill, whatever that is. And you are up to date. Now, to make this work, I have to move this over here. do that. And I believe we're going to be checking in, if everything's working properly, with Jeff Seto. Are you there?
Hello?
Are you there?
Stan?
Jeff?
Are you trying to get crazy with S.A.? Don't you know I'm loco?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Thank God.
I don't know what's going on today, Stan.
Neither do I, buddy. Neither do I.
But I can tell you one thing. Listening to your meltdown was a lot like when I was watching the movie Tin Cup for the first time.
What's that movie about?
Yeah, what's that about? Is that something to do with golf?
Yeah, he put about 10 into the lake, and it just was cringeworthy.
You have no idea. I'm hitting every line. They can hear. I can hear
Nothing's
them.
Nothing's happening.
They can't hear me, and I've got 5 people standing around, and they don't know what's going on.
Well, it looks like you got it covered now, buddy.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, everything's great.
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear it. I was worried about you for a minute.
You should have been.
This is going to be the big one.
Yep. You're at Fort Myers. Did we find out if our girl Camry's working?
Yeah, I looked around. I tried to find her. I couldn't. I did see her picture on the wall. She is very delightful, though. Yeah, I remember Camry very well. But she's not working today. I didn't ask anybody. Yeah. I didn't want to sound like, how would it sound if you walked into the Hooters and asked a manager, like, by name, if one of the girls was working?
Well, we'd appreciate it if you would.
I didn't want to get, you know, taken away.
We really would appreciate it if you would look into that.
But we're giving away these Fort Rock tickets, weekend passes.
It's very important.
And this is your absolute last chance to get them, and we've got a lot of them. So if you want them, I'd get here to Hooters in Fort Myers.
Absolutely. You're going to be there till 6 o'clock. And as we said earlier, before I get in, are you eating anything or drinking anything over there?
Not yet, but I have a feeling I'm going to be eating dinner and spending some quality time here at Hooters as I call home and tell the wife I'm working late.
Yeah, leave whatever it is on the stove.
Yeah, leave whatever it is on that porridge that you're going to be serving. Yeah. Go ahead and just put that in a Tupperware. I'll have that later.
That would be better than the slop.
One winner is going to receive 2-night hotel stay.
That's right. And it's a nice hotel, not one of those economy jobs that, that leaves the light on for you. I'm talking about a real hotel, real nice hotel in Weston, Florida, very close to the venue. So we've got all that going on. And we're at Hooters.
Yep.
Like, what could be worse? I'm so relaxed this afternoon, Stan. It's
I wish I could say the same. You're going to be there till 6 o'clock. The Fort Myers location on Colonial. Go see Jeff Seto at Hooters. Chance to go to Fort Rock. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. Yeah, got to hit that button off, too. Haney's looking over at me right now. I am so close to giving up the ghost. Just to disconnect Zito, I got to go through 3 things. And he can't hear you as clearly as he'd like to.
No, I noticed that.
Because he can hear me through the receiver, which is way over here. This is making me feel better, Annie.
I thought it might. Little French poodle for you.
I'm good.
You can work?
We'll find out. Mark Haney and the News. Thank you. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And it starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bob Schieffer, Nelson Benton,
my head.
Robert Pierpoint, Jed Duval, Bob Simon in Belfast, John Lawrence at Bantry Bay Island, Bob Dyke in London, Terry Drinkwater in San Clemente, California, and Christopher Wallace in Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, April 25th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know.
All right.
You hear the phrase, oh, man, they are just burning cash. They're burning through the money.
Yeah.
Well, that is literally true in Philadelphia. The Federal Reserve in Philadelphia takes money that's too worn out to be in circulation and sends it to local power plants where it's burned for electricity.
You know, I was telling you, we were outside. I show you, I got change from a restaurant. They gave me all a bunch of old...
Somebody stole from grandma.
Yeah, bunch of old $5 bills that must have been in somebody's shoebox or something. We had one that
very
was...
Very crisp.
Yeah, one that was like 55 years old, a $5 bill. And others from like the 70s, early 70s, late 70s, all the old style fives.
Mm-hmm.
And you say... If those were in circulation, they would have been taken out a long time ago. Somebody had it in their house, shoebox. I bet you somebody died. They're going through grandma's place, find all this money lying around and say, may as well spend it.
Well, that'd be okay if somebody died. If somebody didn't, then
yeah,
grandma's being robbed blind again.
Yeah, I had a I think it's still in my pocket, a 1963 series $5 bill. Where does that just pop up? From grandma.
Well, you've got an eagle eye. Remember, you were at a restaurant and you got your change in silver certificates.
Yup. Still have one of them on my refrigerator. You're going through it. It has a little, a lot different look now. But even when you were holding it, you can feel it feels different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what money used to be.
Yep. And then, I don't even know if you can still get them. The shredded money. You know, remember the gift that you used to get? That was big in the 70s and 80s. Oh, here's $1 million, but it's all that shredded money.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And what does Philadelphia do? Make energy?
Yeah. They burn cash for electricity. I have told you before about a show on FX called The Americans. It's a really good show. I think they're right now wrapping up their sixth and, I believe, final season.
Is that the family with the kid and all that stuff trying to live a suburban life?
With that Kerry Russell, who I told you has held up very well. Very, very attractive woman. And the premise of the show... is that they are, it takes place in the 80s, and they're deep cover Soviet agents.
Right.
While at the same time keeping up the lifestyle of the average American family, you know, when they're not spying and killing people. I cannot imagine what they stumbled across, but the CIA has to approve every episode of that show to make sure they don't inadvertently reveal classified information. I guess the writers must have been a little more right on than they knew.
Yeah, I wonder if they do that for Hawaii 5-0, too. You know, McGarrett's a military, ex-Navy, but still active. Whenever there's a problem, the Navy will call on Commander McGarrett to get on board a ship and put the uniform back on.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's got to be...
That's when there's a rating slump is the emergency.
Yeah.
There are a couple of days of the year that Google sees a huge spike in people searching specifically for hangover cures.
Well, that one's got to be the day after New Year's.
January 1st is one of them.
And then the other one, St. Patrick's Day.
Nope. It is November 1st.
Oh, day after Halloween.
Evidently, Halloween is second only to New Year's as a drinking holiday now.
We know about that.
you know, more than we want
Halloween. Yeah. Got to get, you know, you're a grown adult and you got to get dressed up in a sexy little something outfit. Make your husband or boyfriend go with you. You get hit on, starts a fight, a lot of drinking.
Uh-huh.
November 1st, hangover cure.
Yep, hangover cure. You're looking that up on your phone while you're looking over at your girlfriend who's still got mascara from the tears running down her cheeks.
All raccooned up.
Yep.
Reminiscent of Tammy Faye Baker.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it is. She literally, your girlfriend suddenly looks like Tammy Faye Baker.
Yep. And she gets up and goes to the bathroom. You look over at her pillow and it's like a colorized version of the Shroud of Turin.
Is that a dragon?
Jesus. Look at this. We can put this on display.
One-shot test.
Looks like the band Kiss has been sleeping in my bed.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to. There's nothing good comes of that. No. Nothing good comes of it. Halloween's for kids. Trick-or-treating, giving out candy. Parents stay at the door, give out candy.
Mm-hmm. That's maybe, your role.
Maybe put in some plastic Dracula fangs, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, to scare the kids.
Well,
that
if
come
you
want to
be a daredevil, yeah.
But if you want to go and hoop it up and party really hard, and you're a 30-year-old mother, you know, and you want to wear your sexy mouse outfit, come on. You're looking for trouble.
And you generally find
it. And you'll find it.
In the world of college athletics.
Yeah.
Oregon and Ohio State are tied together in fairly important historic terms. In 2015, Oregon and Ohio State played in the championship in the first ever college football playoff.
All right. Yeah, that was a few years back.
And also, in the finals of the first ever college basketball Final Four in 1939.
Yeah.
Ohio State won the football, Oregon won the basketball. What are the odds?
1939. Take a look at that footage. A lot of white guys doing set shots.
Yep.
Two-handed. Yep. Two-handed set shots.
Free throws, granny style.
It wasn't basketball. It wasn't basketball.
It would be unrecognizable.
Unrecognizable. Most of them no more than 5'8".
Yep. If you looked at basketball in 1939, you'd be going, oh, recreational league? Yep. They're not very good.
Run down the court, bounce pass only.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, set, two hands, push shot, score. Do yourself a favor. Look at old footage of basketball
games. And conversely, if a 1939 basketball fan watched a current NBA game, they're running around like wild Indians. Yep. This isn't basketball.
That's traveling. That's traveling. He did not set.
That would be fun.
Yeah, oh, it would be. Hey, hey!
If we could get a loud mouth from 1939 to come and heckle an NBA game, that's traveling!
What is that shooting the ball with one hand?
Double dribble!
Is there no decorum?
Look at, he's bringing up footage. Look at this. What the hell kind of game is that? Oh, God. Defense, defense.
Set.
You know what, and it happens in the NBA now, but it's usually a flying shot, but the set hook shot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that back when they wore belts with their trousers?
Oh, absolutely.
Plastic didn't exist yet.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
Look at the key. Yep. There's actually a key on their board.
Because that was the original lane on a basketball court until Wilt Chamberlain straddled it. Yep. There it set. Goes.
Plant
set.
The feet.
Oh,
proper
good,
pass.
Good push pass.
It's a real lack of movement.
Very slow.
A lot of standing around.
A lot of communication.
Because I'm going to tell you something right now, and you basketball historians, look at that shot.
Fundamentals right there.
Basketball in the original rules, a non-contact team sport.
And you know what else you don't see? Flopping.
Trying well, to nobody was going to charge for a layup. Look at this. Good pass. Hook.
Different game altogether.
Totally different game.
You can't keep up with your kids when they're running around and playing, and it's fine because you can't keep up with a LeBarian James either. According to a new study, they have found that kids are naturally just about as fit as professional athletes.
Huh?
Researchers studied boys between 8 and 12 and found that their muscles basically don't ever get tired like yours do. The kids also recovered, quote, even faster than well-trained adult endurance athletes. So what does this mean?
What does this mean?
It's not your fault you can't keep up with your kids, because no adult should be able to keep up with the kids. Oh, and you should encourage your kids to play outside and enjoy and realize the fact that they have basically superhuman abilities for a couple of years.
Yeah, then it wears off.
Yeah.
It wears off. Set that pivot foot. Set the pivot foot. Now leave it right there, and we want a good push bounce pass.
Come on, let's show a little discipline out there.
Don't be a ball hog.
Time out. Phil, I don't believe that's the play we discussed previously.
Right. Yeah, call out those plays.
Well, I saw an opportunity. Hey! You are the player. I am the coach.
Right.
We'll forget about the plays. It this time, but let's get out there and let's play the play that was called.
And that calls for a set shot at the top of the key. The big guy, you 5'9", you wait underneath the basket.
Just be easy there, big fella.
And remember, Phil, there's no I in team.
Yeah. Stay out of that key area. They'll penalize you.
Word on the street is the boss is about to sign a 6-footer.
Ooh!
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
Domination.
In a moment.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, all 8 lanes of a highway in Detroit were temporarily shut down around 1 a.m. yesterday morning, when a man got up on the overpass and threatened to jump.
Mm-hmm.
What to do? Michigan State Police pondered what to do. The man seemed pretty unstable. So they got on the horn, Breaker 19, to a bunch of truckers, and had them all park directly under the overpass. That way, if the guy did jump, he'd only fall about 10 feet and land on one of the trucks instead of kissing the dirt.
Yep.
All in all, 13 semis parked next to each other across both sides of the highway. And this was a precision job. Less than a foot between them. Once they were all parked there, police had some bargaining power.
Oh, yeah.
They talked the guy down in the end. Very successful. Nobody even hurt. The highway reopened about 3 hours later.
And they were talking to some of the, when a life is on the line and they're trying to save a life, it doesn't matter, but these guys make their livelihoods on the road, and they have to be at ports and docks and delivery centers at certain times because at the centers and the ports, they can be real jerks. And they were talking to one guy that was there, and he said, you know, it could cost me a week's pay and stuff with my load. If it doesn't get there on time, they'll turn you away and tell you to leave. You're not unloading your trailer. He said, a lot of us guys, we're going to miss our time to unload, but we stopped. We wanted to save that guy.
Hmm. I wonder if the Michigan State Police looked the other way or provided some escorts for high rates of speed by semis.
That would have been nice, wouldn't have?
If the recent Facebook scandal taught us anything, it's that we might want to stop and think about how much access to our lives we're comfortable handing over to these tech companies. That's when you know, all you're doing is clicking a box, but on their end, oh, thank you very much.
Yep.
You just gave me permission to do a lot of stuff you don't know I'm doing. But the tech companies keep rolling out more stuff.
And you keep agreeing to it.
We told you last year Amazon started offering a service where you would allow the delivery drivers in your house. Well, they've just created a spinoff. They've announced a new service where you give their drivers access to your car, and they'll just put stuff in your trunk.
Oh, sure.
They get in by getting into the computer system in your connected car. So you have to be subscribed to something like OnStar. That lets the driver use GPS to find you and open the trunk without a key to leave your packages. It's not clear if he could also drive off with it or at least grab some of your stuff, you know, as a souvenir. But hey, cross that bridge when you get to it, right?
Yep.
And for now, the service is limited to people in 37 large cities who happen to have Volvo or GM cars made in the past 3 years, but they're adding other brands and cities soon.
Because I'm telling you, with that OnStar stuff, I mean, it's great. It's phenomenal. But,
well, I know you're a big fan of the Where Am I button.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other deal.
Have you tried out the What Happened to Me button yet?
But with, like,
the Why Am I Here?
Even after your subscription runs out, because you pay after you get your car, they give you a year's worth or whatever it might be. And if you keep your subscription up, it's great and it can be helpful to you. But if your subscription runs out, you don't renew it, they still have the ability, in case of an emergency, to go and
to lock you in and stop your car until they can arrest you, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just a joke in Idiocracy.
Okay, that's one thing in there.
You might want to rewatch it.
Look, I didn't mind the movie. I just thought I expected more.
Do you have that on DVD, Haney?
I'm sure I do.
I'll look for it tonight because I've never seen it. I'll borrow it off of you.
Well, you're welcome to go through the boxes.
I'll look for it on Amazon Prime.
You know, sometimes you just want a $5 hot, ready pizza.
Yes.
Nothing else will do. Police in Canton, Ohio, received several calls Sunday night about a man who was driving down the street on three tires. Jeez. It's not clear what happened to the fourth tire, but it was definitely missing from the left front of the car where it was wheel on ground. By the time the police tracked him down, the car had totally broken down. The driver, 28-year-old Joshua Milkovich, and he was out driving drunk, and where was it he had to get so badly that he'd drive without a wheel? Pizza, pizza.
Yep, hot and ready.
He was going to Little Caesars to get a pizza, and, well, suffice it to say, his life has changed.
Stomach wants what the stomach wants.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Report.
There he is.
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Mark Haney.
That's right. I only got three wheels, dog. Why are you talking like that? You're a bald white guy.
No, look at him. He thinks he's a tough guy. This is these.
I bet they roughed him up a little bit just because of the way he looks.
He needed it. If you and I were, you know, a couple of officers in the squad room and that comes in.
We wouldn't even have to say anything. We'd just make eye contact.
Yep, let's go.
Watch your head.
You just know it.
You know, I wouldn't know, but I'm told that a successful marriage is hard work.
We've always failed at it.
Not exactly an all-star in that department.
Yeah. Hard work.
That's what they say, and yeah. They say, you know, you need to do things to spice things up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm. Like I said, I'm not good at it, so who am I to judge? Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma, received several calls yesterday afternoon regarding a man and woman at the mall.
Okay.
There were a couple of details that were important. Evidently, the man and woman got out of their car completely nude. They went into the mall and began running around and frolicking.
Nude.
And the nude man also had a pit bull on his shoulders.
Nude.
When the police arrived at the mall, the couple had made their way to the Macy's, where they were in a passionate embrace.
Nude.
As employees discreetly wrapped a towel around them. They weren't aware of it. And the police spoke to them where they admitted they may have smoked some joints that may have been dipped in a cup of PCP, which may have led to their behavior. They're both potentially looking at charges for indecent exposure, vandalism, and public intoxication. But if the marriage is saved, who can say it's not worth it?
Absolutely. It's all that matters.
Real bonding experience.
Do we have a picture of the lovely...
No, I'm still looking.
Damn it!
CBS 6 Tulsa.
CBS 6 Tulsa has the latest in their photographs.
That's what I got.
How old were they?
They didn't say how old they were.
No age?
Nope.
Just trying to add a little spice to the marriage with some PCP.
Yeah.
And a nude pit bull.
Yeah, well, that's their baby.
Yeah. goes around with them wherever they go. That's where they go. They got to take their baby nude.
Carrying that pit bull around like a sacrificial lamb, frolicking nude. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, April 25th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Jason,
there he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like
everything's going.
I just assumed it was broken.
That's what I assumed. Anything on CBS 6?
No, it's not like it's just on their homepage. I got to search for it.
Oh, I'd have it right on the homepage.
All right, well, you get on it there, Home Slice.
Home Slice.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment.
Live with
Stan
it.
And Haney on 96
North Dog.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Want to let you know, Roger Marley going to be in at 6 o'clock, take you through your evening, and he will have another safe word for you. It could get you a foul. That's starting right straight up 6 o'clock with Roger Marley. We've got to check
hothead.
In. Yeah. Oh, man.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Yep. He'll snap.
I told you. I saw him put a bowling ball through a windshield once.
Yeah. Just watch him. Keep your eye on him. Hothead.
Yeah.
We're going to check in with Zito here in just a second at Hooters.
I saw him throw a baseball at a goat.
Yep. Goat ran off. It looked like it had a broken leg, but we don't know. We haven't seen it since.
A lot of coyotes out there.
Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic.
He didn't care.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We will start. These are all in Fort Myers. Crash, South Pebble Lane and Briarcliff Road. Now, those of you on 6 Mile Cypress, you're dealing with a few things. Got a crash, 6 Mile Cypress and Michael G. Rippey Parkway.
I heard he drove a minivan into a Brinks truck.
That's the word. Also, 6 Mile Cypress and Daniels Parkway, we have a crash. And you are up to date. He's been there all afternoon, hanging out at the Hooters in Fort Myers, Fort Rock tickets. Flying out the door, it's Jeff Zito. Jeff, you're coming close to giving away a bunch of these tickets away, aren't you?
I am coming close, and I'm starting to get the folks gathering outside right now, waiting for the big moment as we start picking winners. And when I say picking winners, I don't mean picking boogers. I mean picking, you know, people that were signing up for Fort Rock tickets.
Yeah.
That's what my old man used to say when I picked my nose. Picking a winner.
Can we roughly guess how many pairs of tickets you're going to be giving away out there in a few minutes?
How many pairs? I've got a lot. I don't want to guess how many, but I will say this. I thought we had like five, maybe a couple more than five pairs left because, you know, we held some back for station personnel and whatnot. But I ended up looking today, and I had a lot of tickets. Like, when I say a lot, I think I had like 15 pair of tickets. So there's a really good chance that you're going to win Fort Rock tickets if you're here right now.
All right. And then, of course, one winner gets the two-night hotel stay.
Correct. And it's a nice hotel, not one of those K-Rock specials.
Yep.
Hey, Zito, you got the job. We'll put you up. Here's your hotel room.
What? Are you telling me when you came to this town or when you went to other Beasley stations, they put you in a dump?
Yeah. Very, very generous of you, sir. Thanks.
All right. You're at the Fort Myers Hooters on Colonial, just minutes away from a Fort Rock ticket giveaway frenzy. Get down there and see Jeff Zito. One of you are going to get that two-night hotel stay.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll talk to you soon, buddy. See you later. Bye. Later, alligator. Oh, jeez.
Great job there, Home Slice.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Home Slice.
Friend in a bar the other night, and he got a little drunk and he wanted to fight, and he jumped up and challenged every man in the room. And just about the time he got the words out, an old boy jumped up and closed his mouth and used his head for a mop and his butt for a broom. It was an attitude adjustment, I guess it was his first time. An attitude adjustment, now he understands just fine. He got bent out of shape, then he opened his mouth and one appointment straightened right out. It was an attitude adjustment. Oh, it'll work every time.
I'd like to give a few people an attitude adjustment.
Now I've got this big old brother-in-law, and me and him just never did get along, because he wants to be sure I'm treating his sister right. He got drunk one night, started beating me up, and I went and got tire tool out of the truck and laid him out as cold as a block of ice.
There you go.
It was an attitude adjustment, and it'll work.
Hat in his hand.
It was an attitude adjustment. I carried all his family pride. Now my girlfriend slapped me in the face, and I said, darling, that was your first mistake. And then she went wild and her eyes turned red. She started breaking everything and screaming loud and kicking me and cussing me out, and I gave her a little adjustment on the top of the head. It wasn't
problem solving.
She don't nag, I don't beg. We get along, and like I said, just an
attitude adjustment.
Oh, everything's just fine. Well, almost. She called the cops to take me in, and I said, you're never gonna do it, friends. And they just smiled and said,
oh, yes, we will.
Now, a stick to the head and some kicks to the shins and several bites by Ren 1010, and I couldn't wait to get into that jail. It wasn't
attitude adjustment.
Oh, I went along peacefully.
Attitude adjustment.
They made me clearly see. Cause my head is black and my legs are blue and both kneecaps are a bit clean through. It wasn't attitude adjustment. It made my whole outlook brand new. Just an attitude adjustment.
That is great. That is great. Thank you. Thank you, Bo Cephas. Thank you kindly.
Thank you, Home Slice.
Yeah, Home Slice. Yeah, hang on the road here. Good seeing you, Home Slices, around here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
So the most selfish thing that a human being can possibly do is leave an empty shopping cart in a parking space. I just hate what that says about people, right? You're telling me you can meander for 2.5 miles inside Costco pushing that thing. And the moment you get to your vehicle, you're like, not another step. That's why I don't even care anymore. You guys can try this too. Every time I'm inside a grocery store, I take someone else's cart. Try it, full of food, take it, it's much faster. And you get to try new things. You can do that, it isn't wrong. It's not stealing. What could they possibly even say to you? Excuse me, I gathered that. You can just say thanks and you can regather, you know the route. That's how I found out that I like hummus.
Have yourselves a great evening. Glad we got through this one. Roger Marley coming up at 6 o'clock. Remember, 6 o'clock safe word could get you $1,000 when you hear Roger give you the safe word. You got to text it. You know what? Keep this in your phone. Write it down. You got to text it to 40772 or enter it on 96krock.com. Roger Marley will have that safe word for you straight up 6 o'clock, and then he'll take you through the evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96krock. We leave you this afternoon with this. We have to each and every day make room for a little laughter. Ah, baby. You sound just like Brenda. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi. Woo!
Since today is Administrative Professionals Day, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you don't want to hear from your secretary.
Top things you don't want to hear from your secretary.
Oh, yeah. I just handed over all your files to the FBI.
Yeah.
Not my fault. You gave me the wrong file. Sent your porn folder out in a company-wide email blast.
Son of a...
What? What?
I don't like your demanding tone. If you need me, I'll be recovering in my safe space.
Hey, are you listening to me? Hey, me then.
I hung your jacket up in the gimp's room. I mean, coat closet.
Dick.
Bring out the gimp.
I've got your wife on line one, your girlfriend on line two, and I'm right here. How much will you pay me not to tell the CEO what you actually do?
Is this your first day?
Maybe. Hey, you don't want your secretary saying that to you.
Is this your first day?
No, is it your last?
Well, huh.
I'm sorry, I thought you said dust the plants and water the computer.
Wow.
And finally, the very top thing you don't want to hear from your secretary.
Yes?
I'll be just a moment, sir. Be right with you. I'll be with you just as soon as I'm done posting something to hashtag me too.
Ah! You are a waterfall of character flaws!
Why does he keep playing that?
To agitate. To agitate. You're a nauseating nincompoop. His job is to make the hosts look good, not to go and antagonize them.
Well, huh.
Thank you.
You sounded just like Bob Dole when you said that.
Yeah.
His job is to make the host look good.
Bring out Bob Dole's files.
Belly up to the bar, boys.
Take a look at more FBI files.
Get out of my danger zone, Stan.
Email.
And that's the...
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's it, baby.
Ahoy.
What?
Ahoy.
Okay.
That's it.
They're all caught up.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.